BC's first seniors advocate says she will step down in March of next year, on the 10th anniversary of her appointment. Isabel McKenzie said she will continue to engage with seniors over the next year in addition to producing the office's annual reports on assisted living, rural seniors, community programs and long-term care. Health Minister Adrian Dix said McKenzie has had an extraordinary career committed to making life better for seniors, noting she came to the role after 18 years working in home care, licensed care, community services and volunteer services. Dix called McKenzie a fierce advocate for seniors and their families. As BC's seniors advocate, Isabel has made important recommendations to government to help bring system-wide change to better the well-being of seniors and ensure they have access to the resources and support they need. The Office of the Seniors Advocate is an independent office of the provincial government with a mandate of monitoring seniors' services and reporting on systemic issues affecting them. In more than 30 years in the field of seniors care, McKenzie said she has had the opportunity to meet and work with seniors, from every imaginable background and geography. This has informed me, it has changed me, and I will be forever grateful for the privilege of this experience, she said. The work to improve is never done and we can always do better, but I am confident that we will continue to make progress. McKenzie also noted that despite the different approaches by various political parties, there is unanimity in the goal of allowing seniors in BC to age with dignity and comfort in their own communities. On Thursday, McKenzie thanked former Health Minister Terry Lake and the previous government that created the Office of the Seniors Advocate and appointed McKenzie. When she was appointed, it was not for a fixed term, something McKenzie is recommending be introduced. I am confident that over the next year, the government will find someone with the passion and skills to continue the important work of this office, she said. Dix told McKenzie her work has affected people all around the province. I have greatly appreciated your insight and commitment to creating real change for people. Seharnet at timescolonist.com. To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor. Letters at timescolonist.com.